driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
And it's very, very early in the morning, but it means it's time for a roll call. Ari, you here?
I'm here.
Beautiful. Scott, you here? Yes, I am. Crevo? Nothing, no dice today. The big man not feeling too well, so I'm in the driver's seat.
Woo!
So it's going to be an interesting one for your Feel Good Friday. Ari, jumping straight into it.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, why waste any time? More Newcastle's best music variety, waking you up for your Feel Good Friday.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Damn, it feels good to be. The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that Feel Good Friday feeling.
And the prep for the weekend, Scott, is in full swing in my household.
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, so the brother, the sister-in-law, the dogs are coming up, of course, which is always going to be a busy time.
Everyone's here.
Everyone makes a mess. It's ridiculous.
Oh, sounds like it.
However, tomorrow is going to be the most exciting bit because Dad and the kids, they're all off to the Milbredale Mountain Classic, which is like the off-road racing that I did mention like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
That finally starts today, and then the first heats start tomorrow. So they'll be spending the entire day on Saturday there while Mum and I look after the dogs. But the biggest thing is that my uncle, Ian Cotton, so he's in the extreme four-wheel drive category that he's racing in. He races every year. So I'm like, Dad, are you going back down to his place to make sure you got the final touches on the car? And he's like, don't worry, Dell. I've already worked my magic. We're good to go. Ian's going to win. It's going to be a great event over the course of Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, it's unfortunate though. It might be a bit too cold to camp.
No, nah. I thought you didn't want to camp.
I don't want to. I'm not going.
Oh, right. Well, means I have to come home more time with the family.
Well, that's it. So that'll be really nice, the fact that, you know, they actually are going to come home and spend some time with us.
Do you find yourself being a bit of an adrenaline junkie?
When it comes to off-road racing, yeah.
Okay.
It is so loud. The engines are ridiculous.
Yeah, no, my little ears could not handle it.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm a bit precious. I mean, I've been to the races in Oran Park in southwest Sydney. They used to have the racetrack there. Now the whole suburb's famously built on a racetrack.
Right.
I went there once, and I remember it being so loud, and I went with family friends who knew every racer, every car, every statistic, and you're like, wow, way to make me feel inadequate. Really, I thought I was like, I had a borderline understanding of how to drive and stuff. No idea. I really have no idea. I still think I could take them on in the racetrack, but
I have a license, that'll do.
Yeah. I've got my Volkswagen Polo. I'm happy with that.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
A story come across the desk, Ari, and one of those ones that you got to hear to believe makes you squeamish just thinking about it.
Oh, I'm ready.
The headline straight down the line. Doctors pull a 26-inch eel out of a man's backside along with a lemon. An absolute no chance, Lance, from me. What are you thinking?
So he didn't eat the eel or the lemon whole.
Well, by the sounds of it, a man in Vietnam has inserted an eel and a lemon right up Main Street, up the rear end. And you got to question, what the heck are some people doing with their lives? What possesses people to go, you know what I think would be a really, really good idea? This. And then what's even worse is they have the thought and then they follow through with it.
Yeah, that's even scarier.
Concerning. Apparently what happened was, would you believe, he was in pain.
Oh, what it's, you would think?
Unbelievably, he was in pain. So he inserted this eel up himself. And then the eel attempted to chew its way out by biting through the wall of this Vietnamese bloke's intestine.
Oh, my God. It's like Alien, that movie Alien, when it comes out of your stomach.
Oh, Hello, My Baby, Hello, My Honey from Spaceballs, where the alien erupts from the stomach from the insides.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Surgeons had to cut through his abdomen to force the eel out. Oh, my. And you know what the worst part is? Somebody's documented it. There's pictures. I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, no. I don't think you want to Google that early in the morning.
Yeah, so they've got it a comparison shot up next to a ruler. And look, it's a foot-long ruler. And it's well past the foot. It's crazy. And then you're looking at the lime. And you go, he put the lime up there or the lemon up there as well.
Mm.
How?
I don't know how.
How? Why? Now, I've done a bit of a look into some of the other things that doctors have found inside people.
The anus?
Well, just inside people.
Oh, in general.
There's a very famous scene. If you haven't watched Scrubs, Yep. One of the greatest shows on telly. It's one of the best. You can go check it out. I think it's on Stan.
Okay.
There's a scene where a bloke inserts a light bulb.
What?
Yes, up his key stub. And then the doctor turns around and says, well, either he put a light bulb up there or his colon's had a really good idea.
That's good writing. I like that.
That's one of the best. One of the best lines of the show. We've got apples, brushes, pens, carrots, deodorant cans,
ew,
drinking glasses, fizzy drink bottles, a baseball.
And how do people fit that stuff in them?
Well, I don't know. They're not saying, you can probably guess, but they're not saying how they're putting them in there.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not that we would encourage this, not in the slightest, but if you eat a small item and it gets in your stomach, if you found a coin in your stomach, because you hear horror stories of people swallowing the wedding ring in the champagne glass, you go, still not good for you. But at least there's a logical explanation for how that got inside you.
Yeah, don't know what possesses someone to put a live eel and a lemon. That's just a weird combination. Just doesn't matter if it was like them on their own at different times and stages.
I wonder if the eel had a bit of a lemon fetish. I wonder.
A lemon fetish?
I wonder if there's something between eels and lemons. I wonder if there's... And why this bloke's trying to do it is out of this world. Would he do it again? Look, after the surgeries that he's had and what he's had to endure, you cross your fingers and you pray that he won't, but the fact that he did it in the first place doesn't give me hope.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Right now, though, Beijing, okay, it is the capital city. It is the main place of business for China, okay?
Yep.
Massive city. If you think Newcastle's bad at peak hour, you should try living here. So it has one of the most severe traffic congestion issues in the world. Obviously, so much of a population, you're going to run into a bit of a traffic jam every now and then. Well, with millions of vehicles clogging the roads daily, some companies have come up with a bit of a solution to help you get to work, make sure you're not late, stress less, all that. So to combat all the clogging, an innovative service has come about where you can pay someone to rescue you from the traffic jam for about $60. I think this is pretty cheap. A motorbike rider will come and pick you up from wherever you are in the jam, navigate you through the gridlock, while another person drives your car home or to its regular destination, like drives your car to work.
That's not a bad idea.
I know.
Someone's going to pick you up and get you out of the traffic. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Can you imagine like being like stuck in and surrounded by all like hundreds of cars and all of a sudden you're just like, hey, you know, Billy, can I get you to come pick me up, please? He comes and like weaves his way through all the traffic like Tetris and then picks you up, drops his other mate off, gets you in the car. You're all good.
They must have the absolute patience of a saint to build a business and have a model where you just sit in traffic and get the car out of there. You must have the patience of a saint. I couldn't do it.
Really?
I get frustrated enough on the 9.5-minute drive to work from Tyers Hill to Sandgate every morning, 9 days out of 10, all green lights. The one time I get a single red light, I'm like, it's not on. I shouldn't do this. My 9.5-minute trip is taking me 10.5 minutes, and it's a no-chance, Lance, for me.
Well, think about it this way. You're getting paid to sit in the traffic congestion and to drive someone else's car. Like, that is your job. If you're getting paid for it, would you think differently?
No.
Really?
Dealing with motorists still, and no. There are a lot of bad things in the world. I'd rather do anything else except sit in traffic for a living. My God.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And I've been having a look at the Maitland City Council Facebook page, Ari.
Yeah.
And last night, Morpeth Bridge was shining green and gold alongside a whole heap of iconic New South Wales landmarks, the Opera House, to support those doing our country proud in the games that are happening in Paris at the moment.
Fantastic.
So today is Green and Gold Day, Friday the 2nd of August. So show your Aussie pride, get dressed in your green and gold. A great day to get around.
Yeah.
My beef with this post by Maitland City Council, great friends of the show. Maitland City Council.
Okay.
They've posted at the end, Aussie, 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 and it's meant to be oi, oi, oi.
Normally.
But they've written it O-U-I, 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 as in wee, wee, wee. Now.
That's corny, man.
This is off the back of Katy Perry. That she posted a tweet recently announcing that she's going to be performing at the AFL Grand Final a little bit later on this year.
That's exciting.
And she spelled oi, as in Aussie, 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 oi, 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 O-Y, O-Y, O-Y.
Her marketing team did not research that at all.
And that was winding me up something awful. Now, I saw this yesterday and I was like, I don't know. Tell me that is deliberate. Now, around the team, we have unanimously agreed it's a French word. It's a French yes. meaning for yes, mm-hmm. like, obviously because it's in France. But still, my initial reaction, it got my blood boiling. And for it's such a silly thing. It's such a silly thing, but you go, you're spelling it wrong.
Yeah, it looks wrong, it sounds wrong. Please don't do wee, wee, wee.
There is no need to make that change. And wee, wee's on the bridge, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Pretty sure you're not allowed to do that. Maitland City Council, stop encouraging that of Morpeth Bridge. But it's all in good fun. The bridge, the photo that they did post looked absolutely incredible. A great way to support those doing our country proud over in Paris at the moment.
The new FM.
Hey,
check.
We're gonna wanna remember. The Novos on this day.
It is the 2nd of August today, Scott, so let's take a look back in history on what happened on this day. In 1961, August 2, the Beatles had their first gig as a house band in Liverpool's Cavern Club.
Can you imagine being there for the very first gig and then going, yep, I remember. I remember being there when the Beatles kicked things off.
You helped them get to fame.
It's amazing when you think back at the cover artists, and speaking of the likes of Benson Boone,
mm-hmm.
you imagine you go to the Eras Tour and you see Benson Boone and you go, oh yeah, like he's famous, but he's not Taylor Swift famous.
Until.
Imagine if he gets Taylor Swift famous.
I hope he does. He's fantastic.
Of course, but you were there to watch his progression when he was first kicking things off as a 22-year-old.
Absolutely.
That would be insane. Imagine doing it for the Beatles, though. Potentially the biggest band of all time.
Oh, what a story to tell the grandkids. In 1989, on August 2, NASA confirmed the discovery of three more moons on Neptune.
Yeah, too many.
Neptune's my favourite planet.
You just need one moon. That's all you need. You need one moon and that'll do. That'll do. You land on the moon, you do it once, that's it. You don't have to worry about splitting the load between three.
Fair enough. Fast forward a little bit, 10 years later, 1999, before the turn of the century, the movie The Sixth Sense, starring Bruce Willis and Toni Collette, actually premiered. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's a little bit eerie.
Little bit.
Oh, you have seen it?
I've seen parts of it.
Oh.
I've seen parts of it. I am not a scary movie person at all.
Were you cuddling up with a pillow?
Wouldn't watch it. Oh, I watched the snippets of it on TikTok purely because I'm like, yeah, not really wanting to go down that road of getting into a scary movie.
You know what? That's probably a good, safe way to watch a horror movie on TikTok.
Safest way to do it.
Brilliant. Also, speaking of movies, but before it became a movie, 2008, Breaking Dawn on this day, the fourth book in Stephanie Meyer's Twilight saga, is actually published.
I've read all of them. What are your thoughts on Twilight off the bat?
I love it. It's
still
corny.
Love or loved her?
Love. Yeah, I'm a twihard.
Oh.
Oh, you hate it. Look at you.
I don't hate it, but it got to the point where you... And I felt the same way about many of the books and the money-hungry agencies that went for the double-part final movies.
Yeah.
It left a bad taste in my mouth that you're just doing this for the money grab, and I'm not about it. Where they changed the last book into two movies just so they're like, oh, it's for the story. It absolutely is not. It's for your hip pocket. Shut up and be honest with us.
Well, it's like what they did with Harry Potter Part 2. Like, I think the two parts are great because it delves into more detail, right?
Didn't like it. I was not a fan. I'm not a fan of that style.
Okay.
And there was a trend of it happening because The Hunger Games did it, Harry Potter did it, Twilight did it, and you go... Now, you just want my money.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
And it's blatantly obvious.
And it works. They've stolen it. In 2017, on August 2, also, Great Britain's Prince Philip, aged 96 at the time, made his final solo public appearance before retiring from public engagements. God bless him.
Yeah.
He was a face to be known. Okay, let's take a look at some birthdays. Politician J.D. Vance, who obviously recently selected by Donald Trump as his vice presidential nominee, he turns 39 today.
Never heard of the bloke before. Now he's everywhere.
I think he's well-liked at the moment for now. Homegrown actor Sam Worthington, Wortho, turns 47 today. And also music producer Jonas Blue, known for his hit single Fast Car, is 34. One thing that we also need to talk about, actually two things, it is August 2, which means it's National Water Balloon Day. I love water balloons. They're so much fun to start a war with.
Do you still play with them?
Yeah.
You're joking.
I literally targeted my dad the other month. I like chased him around the front yard. Come here.
The other month. Hopefully,
a couple months ago.
Hopefully, you're talking a lot of months ago.
No, just summer this year.
26 years old throwing water balloons around. Why not?
And also, just to wrap things up, get yourself to the pub or crack open a cold one today at home because it is International Beer Day.
International Beer Day is a decent day to get around.
Yeah.
You don't need to encourage too many people to go to the pub. They'll just go there on their own accord.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Morning, you're with the Novos for your Feel Good Friday. No Crevo today. Just Ari and I are holding down the fort until he's back, hopefully on Monday.
Yes.
Now, a story that got Crevo, he would have loved it. It's all about cheese. Now, Crevo famously is a foodie.
Oh.
And a connoisseur at that. He not only can he make good food, but he has a great sense of taste.
Yes, and he has like an analytical brain for it. You ask him any question about food, he will give you a great answer.
So if anybody wanted to sponsor Crevo as a foodie,
yeah,
or pay him to come and maybe review or taste your food, mm-hmm. you can. How about this? An Italian gymnast named Giorgia Villa, mm-hmm. it's been revealed that she is sponsored by Parmigiano Reggiano. I hope I'm saying that right. It's not the brand or the company. It is that type of cheese.
Specifically
that type of cheese. And she's been posting a whole heap of photos on her socials of her with wheels of this cheese.
Brilliant.
Because they pay for her. How good's that?
Could you imagine like a company like literally coming up to you and be like, hey, we love your work. We would love for you to basically promote our product. It's like Parmesan cheese. I eat that on my dinner every night. Of course I'm going to do it.
It's one of those things with how much Parmesan cheese, like say when, and then there's just the mountain. You're like, still not enough, mate. Still not enough of my carbonara.
Yeah, exactly. You can never have too much Parmigiano Reggiano.
Well, these pictures, again, she's obviously an incredible athlete and she's doing so many great things out in Paris at the moment, but as a brand ambassador, not for the brand, but for the specific cheese, geez, there'd be a bit of pressure on you.
Yes.
Every time you want to go out, sometimes you're just feeling a bit of brie. You absolutely
you
are
can't.
Not if you're the brand ambassador. Can you imagine a Britney Spears type scenario where she's sponsored by Pepsi, was seen drinking Coke?
Oh,
or whether murdered. It was vice versa, whatever it was, but that was the controversy of the century.
Yep.
This poor gymnast, only 21 years old, is seen tucking into some Jatson Tasty Cheese, and all of a sudden she's lost the sponsorship. It's not the cheese that's backing her.
She'd be cancelled.
You'd be cancelled. Now, Ari, here's a rogue one. If you had to pick a cheese to sponsor you, what would it be?
Well, I'm a bit of a fiend for a bit of cream cheese. So Philadelphia, jump on board. Let's go.
Cream cheese. All right. I had to think about this last night because, more than anything, I was at Coles.
Yeah.
And I went around looking at all the different types of cheeses. And I was like, what about Charlesberg? It is sweet but nutty. What about Swiss cheese? And I was like, am I a holy type of person? No, I am not. Am I a tasty cheese? Am I a light cheese? And I came to the conclusion that I don't think I'm just a cheese.
Okay.
I think I'm a cheese and crackers pack kind of person. Because I am the ultimate snack.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So my boy Will, who works at in the Katara Shopping Centre, he's been giving me all the goss about the new MacPack store that's just opened up in the centre. So apparently it's on the second floor and it opened up over the weekend, so the 27th of July. Fantastic. He went there. He's already bought jackets. He's already dealt with all of the staff. He says they're amazing in there.
The opening day deals?
Yes, absolutely there is. Apparently, there's this jacket that he got, originally like retailed at $300-something. Got it for $100.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's one of the puffer jackets.
I will take a discount any day of the week.
Well, on their website as well, they do have a few little offers going. Opening deal, you've got 20% off footwear. You've got the adult Halo down jacket, like I said, for $99. 40% off MacPack packs and sleeping bags, as well as insulated vests and geothermals, 50% off.
Jeez.
It is so good. You have to get in there. I don't know how long the sale runs for at the moment, but these are all the opening deals.
So my partner, Brit, she loves a hike. Absolutely loves to go hiking. She's actually going to Nepal later on this year. She's doing the Annapurna Circuit. I don't expect you to know what that is. It's a mountain, and she loves to go for long walks.
Good Lord.
I don't understand it, but since her and I have been together, mm-hmm. I've spent more time in the likes of MacPack and Kathmandu and those types of stores. Jeez, they're good.
They're good quality.
And they have so much stuff that you go, as an everyday Joe Blow who's not hiking mountains, why would I need this?
Yes.
Why do I need something that is rain and wind resistant up to 10,000 feet? I don't need that. I don't find myself swimming in jackets.
Do you find yourself feeling like a bit of FOMO though? You kind of want it though?
God, no.
No?
No.
I was going to say, it's the Aaron Williams effect.
Hiking is very much a Like, you either get it or you don't. And I, unfortunately, do not get it. I don't. If I wanted to go for a walk, I'll just go for a walk. I don't need to. I don't need to put myself through days upon days upon days of treachery. Just for a stroll.
Just stay in Wickham. Don't go to Nepal.
I would rather just keep doing my hot girl walks around the traps and hope that works for me.
UFM.
The Novos.
Right now, we'd love to know, 4967-4105, what is the easiest job you've ever had? Stories kicking around the traps at the moment about the movie Titanic. Now, have all seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Fan of Titanic, Ari?
Oh, always.
It's funny that Titanic just became relevant. What was it last year with the thing with submerged?
That thingamajiggy.
And then all of a sudden, the 1997 movie was like, well, everyone's watching it again because of the billionaire submarine exploration that didn't end too well.
Yeah, James Cameron rubbing his hands together.
Well, James Cameron's thinking another movie.
Yeah, here we go. Yes, disaster, here we go.
Well, the movie's one of the highest grossing ones of all time. It's still rolling in money for the likes of Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, who starred in the movie, plus Reese Thompson. You all know who Reese Thompson is, surely, Ari.
Nah.
Now, Reese Thompson played a small boy in the Titanic movie, and here was his one and only line.
What are we doing, Mummy? We're just waiting here.
What are we doing, Mummy? That's all he said.
That's it?
That's all he said. Now, he still makes residuals and royalties from that, and the movie came out in 1997. So it's been over two decades, heading towards three. And he has made an astonishing amount of money, and I'm talking upwards of $30,000 for that one line that he said in the movie.
How is a kid actually earning money during that time? Like, for doing that? Well, that should just be a volunteer job.
Well, the actor was had to make the choice. He wasn't very old when the movie was made.
Mm.
He had to make a choice between being a small part in the film Titanic or the star of a petrol commercial. And his parents, but I'm assuming it mostly the parents, leading him down the garden path, went with Titanic. And it's paid off very well for him. Now, Reese works in marketing now, so he's doing a completely separate thing. He hasn't taken up the acting mantle, but still making an absolute butt ton from one line.
And
easiest role he'll ever have.
It doesn't have to work a day in his life now.
That's a bit of a stretch. He's made 30 grand.
That's a car.
Yeah, 30 grand over 25 years.
Okay, that's not too bad.
That's
not enough. Yeah.
At the end of the day, he passes comments that there's a couple of times where he just opens up his bank account and goes, oh, look, there's a check.
But that's not bad.
And he gets it and paid it in a couple of $100 at a time, but still, money for nothing. Mm-hmm. You'd take it.
That pays for your petrol.
Absolutely would. Mm. What's the easiest job you've ever had? 4967-4105. We want to know. Chance to win $100 to go and spend at Endeavour Restaurant in East Maitland. The food looks absolutely phenomenal there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go and check it out. Very well known for their seafood and the menu. Oh, you jump online and check it out. Ari, easiest job you've ever had?
Well, mine is quite a niche one. So my first ever job, I was working in a bakery, but my only role was to frost cupcakes.
Like, oh, simple.
Yeah, just get like a bucket of like the pink stuff and then get all the fresh cupcakes out of the trays and just ice them, put them in a tray.
The pink stuff being the frosting, not the famous cleaning product you pick up from Bunnings.
Oh, God, no.
Yes,
no. Sugary goodness.
We should make that clear. Ari's feeding the people of the... feeding the punters from the bakery.
I'm poisoning them.
She's poisoning them. No, the easiest job I had, I was working at Coles and they said for an hour after every shift, just walk around and collect cardboard.
Collect
the cardboard off the shelves. Used to be called a rumble.
Oh,
and if you go into a Coles store, I can't remember if it's 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, but either way, that song, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, it plays at 1 or 2 o'clock every day because the whole staff get together and start at one end of the store and work their way to the other, collecting all the cardboard. It makes the shop look nice.
Oh, my God.
But before this rumble or 2 p.m. rumble, whatever it's called, started, I had to do it for our shop.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was part of my daily duties to go and collect cardboard. Biggest waste of time.
You think?
You take a bit, you finish your self-checkout shift, you go and take a break to have some Subway, and go back, couple of boxes of cardboard, out the door. And as long as one aisle looks spick and span and schmick, I put them together.
Yeah.
Then they're happy.
Really?
Easiest job I ever had, but it still doesn't account to this bloke.
What are we doing, Mummy? We're just waiting here.
30 grand for one line.
Just waiting here.
Just wait. Well, that was his mum. He didn't even have to say that. All he had to say was, what are we doing, Mummy? Carolyn from Butterbur, we got you there?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, right. Carolyn. What is the easiest job you've ever had?
I was a sales rep for Quick Copy, and we used to go around handing out Quick Copy Ks, which were like the red lollies, and rulers and material to sweeten up receptionists and print buyers so that we could get their business, and they'd just phone us in and make it place an order afterwards because they had something with our name and phone number on and something to munch on.
So it was kind of like an office Santa, like you just deliver goodies.
Yes, sort of.
Okay. All right.
And extracted information at the same time, but it was just walking around the CBD in Sydney at the time, you know.
It's still a sales-based job, though, Carolyn. Do you find you get a lot of rejections?
Oh, yeah, you do get rejections, but, you know, they're all just water off the duck's back, but it's just part of the job.
But think about all the people you're making happy in the meantime with the lollies and the little gifts from, like, your office and stuff. I love that.
Well, what made me laugh was my first order was for an annual report. That's the first order that I knew about. Mm-hmm. They said to me, you know, we'd like you to come back and do an annual report. And I was like, annual report? What's that about? So I put the boss in and he did all the hard yakka of writing all things down and whatever.
Good.
I was just there as like an introductory person. So that's how it was so easy.
A real round figure, Carol, and you don't have to give too much away. Round figure, how much are you getting paid for giving out freebies? Round figure.
It was about, I'm pretty old now. Like I'm 55 now. It was around 30,000 back in 1995, 96.
That's not too bad.
Making money hand over fist just for giving out freebies. Carolyn, you're living the dream.
The Novos. The Novos on UFM.
Okay, let me get this straight. So your order was?
Repeat the eat.
And a very good morning to everyone just tuning in. It is Repeat the Eat, a new game and a new sound. Yeah. We've never heard that before, so both Ari and I are quite shocked in the studio that has gone to air. That's our brand new opener, our brand new game. We're heading through the drive-thru. Very, very simple. Three items that Ari's going to be ordering in the speaker box of the drive-thru. They can be from any different fast food or food outlet where you go to the drive-thru. If you can repeat back to us what the order is after you hear it, simple as that, you're going to win. The prize this morning, you're going to pick up a family pass to go to mini golfing at Rippert Golf. It's a good value on this prize as well. You can book your Christmas parties now at rippertgolf.com.au, but go and play with the family for free with us this morning. With three items in the drive-thru. Ari, so simple, right?
Absolutely. Just a hint, some of my favourite fast food restaurants. So if you know what I've been ordering this week, you'll have a good guess.
Now, I'm going to quiz you, Ari, very, very simple. I'm going to say three items off a fast food menu.
Okay.
And I need you just to tell them back to me just to show how simple it actually is.
Okay, good example. Let's go.
A McChicken, a large Coke, and an Oreo McFlurry.
A McChicken, large Coke, Oreo McFlurry.
Simple. How about Andy in Weston? Andy, you there?
I am.
Oh, good on you, Andy. You're doing better than Justin already. You at least showed up to hear the order.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, have you ever worked the drive-thru?
A bottle shop, not a fast food.
All right. Well, how's your memory going with people telling you that they want slabs of VB? You ever rocking up with Tui's new instead?
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
She's not letting her secrets fly.
Well, you're under the pump, Andy. I'm working the box. Ari is going through the drive-thru. Are you ready to repeat the eat?
Let's do it.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, hi, welcome to drive-thru. What can I get for you?
Can I just grab a double quarter pounder, a chicken and gravy pie?
Anything else?
And a regular popcorn chicken.
All right, next window, thank you.
All right. It sounds easy enough. But
I couldn't hear it. No, I heard like half, but it was very, very soft. I couldn't hear it.
All right, let me try one more time for you.
Oh, hi, welcome to drive-thru. What can I get for you?
Can I just grab a double quarter pounder, a chicken and gravy pie?
Anything else?
And a regular popcorn chicken.
All right, next window, thank you.
All right, how was that?
All right, we'll see. It is still very, very soft.
All right, well, Andy in Weston, three items on the drive through. It's meant to be distorted a little bit, Andy. Hopefully you're not trying to just get us to repeat our order. You've got us on a chain here. All right, Andy in Weston, what are the three items ordered in the drive through?
Double quarter pounder, chicken and gravy pie, I think she said, and a popcorn, a regular popcorn chicken.
Very, very well done. Andy, you've smashed it.
Well done, Andy.
You've knocked it out of the park. Very, very well done, Andy. You picked up a family pass to go to Rip It Golf, mini golf at Rip It Golf. You can book your Christmas parties now at ripitgolf.com.au. But a massive congrats to you, Andy.
Thank you.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
That is right. This is our favourite part of the week where we get to give you, our wonderful listeners, some things to do over your weekend, keeping you busy, seeing what amazing things are around. First and foremost, tonight, get amongst a brand new event called Dark vs. Dark at Modus in Merriweather. It sees some of the legends of Newcastle's craft beer scene go head-to-head with their dark ales. Taste them, hear all the stories from the brewers, ask a few questions, and enjoy some delicious food as well.
Isn't it International Beer Day or something?
It is. So there you go. They've done well with that. They've picked up on it. Moving into Saturday, let's see what we've got. The famous Vintage Kilo Sale returns to our city over the Saturday and Sunday period. Browse stacks of secondhand clothing and also buy it by the weight with a kilo of clothing priced at $50. That's in Watt Street in Newcastle. I've always wanted to go to this.
It's again, you imagine all the stuff you can pick up and you just shove it into
the bag.
It's like 7-Eleven BYO Cup Day, but for clothes.
You're right.
And it's good for the environment because it's secondhand clothing. Mm-hmm. You're thrifting. It's environmentally sustainable. You'll love it. One to get around. Definitely check out the details for that one online.
Yeah, get a whole new wardrobe. Also, a cocktail shaken class is on at Bartholomew's Bar in Newey in the afternoon tomorrow, led by the bar's mixologist, Ryan Duck. It includes all cocktails plus a cheese and charcuterie board, which is exciting. Get your tickets for that. If you want a bit of a thrill of off-road racing, the 2024 Milbredale Mountain Classic also starts tomorrow, based in the Singleton region, so go for a bit of a drive. The weather is meant to be picture perfect as well over the coming days, so it's a good opportunity to camp if you want to get around that. Let's move into Sunday now. Join the Wilderness Chef for an exciting cooking workshop at their commercial kitchen in Wallsend. It includes 2 hours of hands-on cooking lessons, followed by an hour of dining. Yes, please. Also, if you want a bit of creativity and culture for your weekend, go and check out local artist Matt Wolfenden's latest exhibition called Surf City. Conveys the elegance and dynamic nature of surfing through vibrant and expressive competitions. Still running at the lockup on Hunter Street is also an exhibition called Collect. And plus, the Hunter Wedding Expo is on at Nex in Newcastle from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. Plus, don't forget, if you want to watch the Knights play the Panthers on Sunday afternoon, sit in front of your telly or go down to your local bar.
Of course, go and check out your bars. There's so many great bars right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Weather-wise, it's going to be mostly sunny for your Saturday, Sunday. 19 the top for Saturday, 20 the top for Sunday. That's in Newcastle. Pretty much the same in Maitland and the Valley as well. So a great time to get out and about. If you are going outside, it may be a little bit colder, but still remember to slip, slop, slap.
Oh,
I got sunburn on a hot girl walk the other day. So if you are hitting the pavement or going out and about for the weekend, make sure you got your sunscreen. Don't wake up with sunburn. You'll never forgive yourself for it. Hey, if you missed anything of what's on for this weekend, it'll be up on the new FM website real soon.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Yeah.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And the big news yesterday, break-in for our athletes performing in Paris at the moment. The heart of the nation, the Tillies. They have been knocked out of the games for this year. And Tony Gustavsson, the coach, he's gone.
Did he quit or did he get fired? That's the biggest debate.
They're saying that it was a mutual agreement. Look, I'm not here to split hairs, but mutual agreement is normally, yeah, not so mutual.
Well, I think, like, Dad and I were having this conversation yesterday, and I think, like, the general consensus he and I were talking about, he got fired.
Well, his contract was up in September, and Football Australia very quick to jump on that, nope, he won't be returning.
Sure.
So, new coach in line. Hopefully they go well. The next game the Tillies are playing is a friendly. That's in October. Mm-hmm. But then again, they're hoping to set themselves up for the AFC Asian Cup in 2026. It's still, you can't help but think, Tony Gustavsson led a great campaign
he did
for
well.
The World Cup, the FIFA Women's World Cup last year. Incredible. not the outcome the Tillys wanted going into the Olympics this year, but still, does the coach need to have the axe swung on them?
Not all the time. It just really depends with these things. My only input is don't put the Van Egmond crew back on. Like, yeah, Emily's a great player. She doesn't need her dad to coach her anymore.
We can take whoever is going to be best for the team.
My dad.
I reckon whoever's going to lead the Matildas to victory, because they are a whisker away from medals, be it in and podium finishes, right across the board, that fingers crossed the new coach can just put that final nail in the coffin, and then that's them there, sealed their fate to be a victorious team.
Well, there you go. I'll just sign my dad up for the job, Lino Gatti. Here we come.
Well, here we go.
I love doing this. It's fun.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
So we're asking you the question, what did you miss? Now, it comes after a few NRL West's Tigers, some of the brightest and youngest prospects in the team, actually missed out on getting on the team bus over in Auckland after their game.
Yeah, look.
How bad is that?
Yeah, they had to get their own way to the airport. Now, Coach Benji Marshall said that apparently they beat the team bus to the airport.
That's funny. That's funnier.
They're jumping in Ubers, and the Uber's moving faster than the shuttle bus. You love it. You love to see it.
I love that. So basically, this got me thinking about the times that I missed my school buses. So, like, because back in the day, I used to have to travel, like, over half an hour to get to school, okay, when I was younger. And the fact of the matter is I would never get ready on time, so I'd always miss the bus going to school. So I'm ringing up Dad, going, take me, please! So it was very stressful. So I totally get how stressed these West Tigers players must have been. What about you, Scott? What did you miss? Does anything come to mind?
Something I constantly missed when I was working as a checkout chick at Coles, I would work every Sunday from 5 till 10 p.m. And that was,
wow.
And it didn't matter for 51 weeks of the year, except when the NRL Grand Final was on a Sunday. For many years, never watched the Grand Final because just couldn't watch it. The other one that comes to mind is the Royal Wedding, Will and Kate's wedding. I didn't watch it.
You didn't?
And I must have been one of the only people worldwide who wasn't tuning in to see the new Royals.
What happened? What was your excuse?
I was out.
Oh, you were out busy.
I was partying.
Oh,
I was at the Mean Fiddler on a Saturday night. We know how that goes.
Oh, my God. Well, there we go. 4967-4105. Get yourself in the draw to get $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant in East Maitland just for telling us what did you miss. Could have been missed a transport. Could have been you've missed a big event. Could be anything. Give us a buzz.
Here's one. Aldi in the UK, big supporter of Great Britain performing at the Games at the moment. They are set to reimburse shoppers £100 if they miss anyone from Great Britain pick up a gold medal. If you're in Aldi buying your groceries and you miss a gold, the first 10 people to send email proof that at 6:20 p.m. the gold medal was awarded, if you were going through the checkout at 6:19 and you've got proof that you were at Aldi not watching Great Britain get their medals, Aldi will reimburse you £100.
Oh, that is so good.
It's not bad, isn't it?
I would love that. Hey, that's actually a good idea. And especially if you know when the diving is on, go to Aldi at that time, because the Great Britain famously do so well in diving.
They do.
Yeah. So there you go. There's a hot tip for you.
Well, 4967-4105. What did you miss? Did you sleep through somebody being born?
Oh.
Did you simply just not show up? Was there a big, big event that you went, you know what? Doesn't tickle me fancy. I'm not interested in it.
Also, Aldi, what is it, £100, Scott, that they're giving to customers?
£100 if you miss any of the Great Britain gold medals that are awarded while you're shopping at Aldi. If you send proof of picture of your receipt of the time that you were at the shops buying your stuff and it correlates to the time that GB wins the award and the gold medal, then bada bing, bada boom. First 10 people get £100.
Lucky
how good.
Them.
Mitch Barnett, it turns out, he's a rugby league player. Now, this story's been sent through on our Instagram page, @thenovos_. You can always get in touch. The NRL Origin debut player, Mitch Barnett, missed the birth of his son because he was in Origin camp.
Oh, really?
Now,
look,
is it going to be the career highlight or your personal highlight? Like, again, you're getting paid a lot of money to be in Origin, a huge amount of money. I don't know. Would you miss the birth of your son for football? I don't know.
We'll just have another kid. You'll be right.
Well, Ari, you were telling us yesterday that your dad almost slept through.
Yeah, both mine and my brother's births. Yeah. Look, Dad loves a little nap, okay? He is notorious for it. He'll fall asleep after, like, at anything. But the fact of the matter is, my mum was pregnant with my brother and then later me. He slept through, like, both the instances of mum going, "We need to go to the hospital." She's, like, shaking him, jumping on him, and, oh, yeah, it could have been a very bad result for him.
I don't want to be that guy, but it really does sound like your dad values sleep more than his kids. Oh, I don't want to be that guy.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
It is a feel-good Friday, Scott, because breaking news right out of Cameron Park. I did get a text from my mother this morning at 6:30 on the dot. So our neighbour across the road, so Tanya and Phil, they're a young couple. They only just got married like 2 years ago. They've just welcomed their son into the world, baby Marco. He is stunning, what and I don't like
to,
kids.
What a way to start a feel-good Friday.
I know. So that means that they'll probably be having a little visit maybe over the weekend, or we might go over there. But that means Auntie Ari duties will start soon, I reckon.
Oh, unofficial auntie.
Yeah.
Unofficial auntie.
I've given myself the title.
It's the ultimate way to have the kid but not have the kid.
Well, that's
is to be an auntie.
You can always hand them back at the end of the day.
Oh.
No crying for me.
That's the dream, isn't it? So you're not good with kids at all?
Oh, no, I'm not bad. I just don't like to. I don't think I want one of my own.
That's
but
fair.
I'll be a great auntie in the meantime.
Well, again, congratulations to the couple.
Yes.
Congratulations on the birth of their brand new child.
Mm-hmm.
Super duper exciting. The journey for parenthood. Yikes.
Yeah.
Crazy. Very, very scary stuff.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
And he's making his way back to the Hunter once again. He's coming to the Shoal Bay Country Club the 9th of August and the Stag and Hunter the 6th of September. One Night Stands is the name of the tour. Mr. Rhys Maston, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Better hearing your voice and having you on the show again is all I'll say.
It's been a little under a year since we last saw you in town. You played in the Stag and Hunter last year. Now, I went, Crevo went. It's a hell of a show. We loved it.
Oh, thanks, guys. It was mad. The last one was insane. That was like, yeah, jammed in there. But yeah, that's why we're back.
Ari was not yet a part of things at that point.
No.
Now she's got the chance to go to a show.
Ooh, a christening, a first timer.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, it's a different show, so at least you two are going to get a little bit of a different experience.
A fresh taste.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all the same energy, man. We've still got all the hits in there. We're just trying to make it as fun as we can, but. Yeah, it's been, the first two shows were nuts. Like, we didn't really know what to expect. It's always funny trying to do a new tour, but yeah, it was mad. And
nice. I reckon come along to the Stag. That's a good
the
one.
Stag
and nearby as well.
Oh. Yeah, we love it down there. I've been to the Shoal Bay area before, but a lot of these places we're trying to go to new places if we can, play a different venue, which is getting harder and harder, obviously, with the state of the industry at the moment. But yeah, the Stag was just, as soon as it came across the table, I was like, yeah, well, we've got to go back. We've got to go back to the Stag.
You've just been to the Huntley Tavern as well as Warners Bay Hotel. What was it like to play there at both venues?
Huntley I've been to before, but me and Adam did like an acoustic thing there.
Nice.
It was packed, and we didn't expect it because we just didn't know what we were going to get. So.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about that area or that venue, so that's how I got into that one. And Warners Bay, I've never been through. That place was, like, gorgeous.
Yeah.
We were a bit concerned. We're, like, driving around the area, and there was like, nobody in town, like, at all. Like, a ghost town.
I'm can
like,
be a little quiet some nights,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's nuts. But we had, like, 400 kids in there or something at the end, so it was, like, it was pretty pretty tasty. It wasn't too bad. They had a lot of new tap lines in there, beer tap lines, so we had to try a few of those.
Oh,
there.
That's just mandatory.
That's what you want. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Rhys, you've been on the scene since 2011. You won X Factor at the age of 16, and it's been a journey from there up until now. The recent pivot from pop to rock, what's the go?
Well, good God, you're making me sound old now. I was watching a video on TikTok the other day. This is how old I am. I've only just got TikTok.
Yeah.
I was watching something on there the other day, and it was the Olympics, one of the teams, talking about, you know, when are you old? And it was like, oh, you know, anybody born in 1990-something. And I'm like, no, that's not happening.
Yeah,
I'm not old yet.
I'll have none of that, thanks.
I'm not having that. Yeah, it's been, I mean, look, it's been a bit of a weird journey genre-wise for me the whole time. I think from the show I was doing rock music, but obviously the kind of the music that came out through Sony was obviously pop, and it being so successful and I guess a part of young people's lives and my life, it was a bit of a weird one for me to navigate whether or not I wanted to keep going with it or I'll try something else. So I guess I've kind of like blended the two in a lot of ways, because I've stuck with those songs that I grew up playing and people have been listening to, and also adding that little bit of rock that I love personally. So it's been a little bit of a journey getting there. But to be honest, like the more and more we do it, the more and more it's shaping this really fun show, which is actually translating over into some of the new music. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but I wouldn't change one bit of it.
Obviously, you're on the road a lot. Do you find that's a good place to write new music?
We spoke about this the other day, the boys in the band. It was because we had a bit of a slow start of the year, and it was, yeah, I think it's more the type of person that you are when you're on the road. Is I love how I feel when I'm on the road. I probably feel closer to home being on the road. Maybe that's just being like I'm traveling since I've been a kid, or I don't know. But I think it's more that, just a sense of home and like real happiness. Like it's a different feeling having the boys in the band, being in the van and doing those longer trips. You mold your craft a little bit more. You get home from the tour, like all of a sudden you can play whatever you want to play a lot better because you've been hashing it out for the last couple of months. So I think it's probably not writing on the road, because we don't really get much time to sit down and write. If we're sitting down, it's normally the only time we get to have a beer, so we're normally doing that.
Yeah,
sure.
But, you know, getting home, I think that's more of it. We do a cover in our show that we've just recorded. It's a cover of Sneaky Sound System's UFO, and not a lot of people would really hear us doing that cover and think it would make sense, but it's awesome, I swear. So yeah, things like that where you wouldn't really, you know, I would have never really thought I would do a song like that myself, but being on the road and getting to hash that out, you know, it's really worked. So you'll probably hear that at the Stag and at the
yes.
Shoal Bay Show. We're definitely going to smooth that one into the set.
All the songs you know and love, Shut Up and Kiss Me, Good Night, Shout It Out, they're all going to be played, plus a whole heap of good new stuff that Mr. Reece Maston has been putting out. One Night Stands, it's coming to Shoal Bay Country Club the 9th of August, plus the Stag and Hunter, September 6th. Get your tickets online. Reece, man, thanks so much for joining us.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, you may have noticed during the games over in Paris, there's quite a few swimmers, there's divers, runners, whatever, that have been tatted up with the iconic rings, the Olympic rings, after competing in the games. But it turns out there is a superstition behind these somewhat exclusive tattoos. So getting the logo, basically, is a trend which was originally started by American Olympian Christopher Jacobs, and he's credited with starting the Olympic ring tattoo trend after competing in the 88 Seoul Games. That's all well and good, but apparently the reason why Olympians have started getting the rings tattooed on them is because it has become a rite of passage. That makes sense. It's like, yep, I've been branded by this. This is my claim to fame. I'm a hero in the games because I represent my country. Great. But it's almost like a little card for a somewhat exclusive club. But they're saying that you should only get the tat after you've competed in the games, not before. Isn't this interesting?
Well, yeah, you can't say I'm an Olympian if you haven't gone to the Olympics.
No, but like they may have qualified for the games, or they're on their way to qualifying and they get overexcited, and these athletes are like, yeah, I'm going to get the rings tattooed on me.
That seems self-explanatory.
Apparently it's bad luck.
Well, obviously, because they haven't competed yet. They're not Olympians until they jump the hurdle or hit the pool.
Yeah, or just, you know, walk in the opening ceremony. But apparently there's also an Olympic shooter who's come out to say that fellow athletes that she knows have revealed that those who did get the tattoo beforehand never got the chance to compete. So there you go. It is bad luck.
Yeah, but it's like getting if you put the house on. The Knights are going to make the grand final. I think they will. So get the tattoo. Why would anybody do that? It's there's nothing different to that.
People get overexcited. I believe it.
Why would people do that to themselves? You're setting yourself up for disappointment more than anything. Because you've set this standard for yourself. And then again, if you don't compete for whatever reason, be good, bad or indifferent, it's not questioning your ability, but that just seems silly. Is there somebody who's done this in these Olympics?
Yeah, there's been... Oh, I don't know about this one, but there has been in the past. There's quite a few.
Bonkers to me. Think carefully about your tattoos.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group. The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
And an experience I had yesterday really got me thinking deep about what in society needs the best foundations, and I've come up with three things. number one is infrastructure.
Yeah, of course.
You need perfect foundation for infrastructure so things aren't falling on top of themselves. Agreed?
Yeah, agreed.
Two, vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be structurally sound, so in the event of an accident, the car protects you or the van protects you, whatever it is.
And hopefully they don't blow up.
Yeah. And three, the third thing that needs to be structurally sound is a meat pie. And I had one yesterday that was not. And as I took it out of the bag, there was a slit through the bottom of the pastry.
Oh, no.
First bite, the meat goes everywhere. What an absolute shocker. Now, I'm not going to name and shame the bakery. I'm not, because I'm frequent there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice pie, don't get me wrong, but it leaves a bad taste in your mouth when you're having to scoop up the cheese and bacon off your white tea.
Oh, no.
Not ideal in the slightest.
Did you eat what fell out, though?
Of course.
Okay, I was going to say.
What I hate more than unstructured pies is wasting food.
True.
Nay, wasting money. Nay, spending money. Hey, if there's any freebies, send them. I will take them. I'm not giving up a pie, whether it's on my shirt, whether it's on the ground. Dust it off, put airs on your chest.
Aww.
Simple. Simple, but yes, pies need that structural integrity. And I'm sure I'm not the first person right across Newcastle and the Hunter that's had the pie go everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
And for no fault of their own. And this particular bakery didn't have the metal dish underneath it, the aluminium dish.
No. You got to have that.
And I think that having that as even just a little bit of a plate would have saved me a world of pain. Alas, it's goodbye.
And a load of washing.
It's still a goodbye. And the white shirt will never recover.
Oh, bless.
New FM.
The Novos.
I've got some fun science chat for you. It's been more than, I guess, 100 years since Dr. Doolittle first appeared in print. You remember Dr. Doolittle?
I do. Eddie Murphy, famously.
Yeah.
And then Robert Downey Jr., but we don't talk about that one.
Oh, okay. I liked that one. But the dream of speaking with animals is no less magical than those amazing films, but in fact could become a reality. So your family has a dog, Scott.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
And my housemates have a cat.
Oh, there you go. Well, my brother has dogs as well. Have you ever wanted to speak to them or know what they're trying to say?
The way that the house cat is treated and the way that our dog Tilly is treated, they tell us exactly what they're thinking.
Oh, they're just barking at you going, feed me, feed me.
Well, they're barking. They cuddle up, they move, they screech, they yell, they run. But the ability to talk would make things a little bit easier.
Yeah, especially when it comes to medical things like for vets and whatnot. But I've always wanted to talk to animals. Well, scientists over the past few months believe that they can actually utilize the advancements in AI technology to be able to decipher and understand the sounds made by animals and to eventually communicate, meaning that we're closer than ever to getting interspecies chatbots.
I would rather be able to communicate with an animal that's trying to hurt me.
Like,
if there is a snake or a spider and the snake goes, move or I'm going to bite you, you go,
okay.
All right, I'm going to move, rather than, or if a dog's going to bite you or something, if they're going to tell you, if you keep doing that, I'm going to bite you.
Well, they say that, like, the secret to people's relationships, like, you know, between you and Britt, myself and Will, like, communication is key. Okay?
Of course.
Same thing with your animals. Researchers have made progress in analyzing and classifying sounds through computers. However, they have to sort through massive amounts of data to be able to find patterns that aren't exactly obvious. So basically, if a lion roars or if a, you know, your rabbit starts to make funny squeaking noises, they should be able to identify in the future what these certain squeaks and noises mean. And then it's like when you go with Google Translate.
It's amazing that we're almost in 2025 and we still can't talk to pets or animals of any sort.
I know.
Do they say how far away this could be?
They're not going to give a time frame, of course, because you just don't know how long this process is going to take. Like, and so many animals throughout the world, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of species, it is going to take a hot minute. But the only one I care about is the dogs.
I wonder if they have different dialects, like we have different languages. I wonder whether dogs speak in different languages as well.
Probably.
Or like your great white shark has a very different, well, an accent or a sound to a hammerhead. I wonder. I wonder if certain animals, the kangaroo, would have an Australian accent.
Oh, you know.
That would be clever.
That you would program your chatbot AI to have an Aussie accent if you're talking to a kangaroo.
Well, you'd think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, surely they've got to be able to speak in tongues and speak in tones, surely.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Mark Crevo has been bludgeoned today. And bludging is a strong term. He is very sick, unfortunately. Hopefully he's back on Monday. Fingers crossed we're all on deck. Another week of the Novos kicks off live from 5 a.m. Monday morning. Until then, stay safe, enjoy your weekend. We'll chat to you soon.
Catch ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.